Once again, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, who are keenly aware that dogs have owners and cats have staff.
This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick and Kirby, we have with us as a first-time guest on the line, Joy Schulke, who is the owner of the store Wildernest, which is located in downtown Brighton. Welcome to the show, Joyce.
Thank you for having me on your show. Good morning.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Joyce, the reason I wanted to have you on the show is because our topic today is birds, wild birds, backyard birds. And I know a lot about your store because my wife spends some time in your store and has pretty much equipped our backyard in order to draw a lot of different kinds of wild birds. Tell the audience a little bit about what Wildernest does.
All right, we're a center for backyard birding, which includes feeding the birds, using bird seed and nectar and other things, as well as housing for the birds and water. Birds require the same things any living creature does, food, shelter, and water, and we make it our business to provide that to the birds in many different ways. We also have a concentration on accessories for the garden, as well as feeders and other things for butterflies, housing for bats, and basically anything that has a nature element to it, we're able to help. We also are a hub for information. All my employees are well learned in the nature world, and we answer a lot of questions for people. And we certainly, anyone that has questions on birds after this interview, we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Interesting. And Joyce, one of the things that I want to begin with this morning is to talk a little bit about how different foods can attract different kinds of birds, because one of the things that I've noticed is that based on what foods my wife puts out, it's incredible the reaction that the birds have. There are just some that they are so drawn to and will just attract woodpeckers. Talk a little bit about how food is used to draw certain kinds of birds.
Okay, the principal food for any birds, be it served alone or in a mix, is black oil sunflower seeds. These are small black sunflower seeds that have a very high oil content in them, which makes them very healthy for the birds to eat. They also have a very thin shell, so they're easy to crack open by most all birds. So that would be the main food to feed birds. Now, there's other things that can be added into there that just enhance and sometimes draw in other birds also. One of those is safflower, which is another oil seed. It's a white seed, very similar in appearance to black oil sunflower seeds, but white. And that is especially loved by cardinals and grosbeaks and house finches. It also has interesting properties in that it's a very hard seed, so it's very difficult to open. So if you're trying to eliminate certain birds such as starlings or blackbirds of any kind, grackles, red-winged blackbirds, from your feeding station, you could feed just safflower. It also is good to keep away squirrels and raccoons.
Just because certain species aren't going to appreciate taking that much time?
That's right. They just cannot open it or don't like the taste of it. So it's a very effective seed. It's what I feed at my house the majority of the time. Also mixed seeds, you can add in white Koso millet, which is a very good millet. Millet has a pretty bad name sometimes in the bird industry, but the white Koso millet is very good. The doves, all the sparrows, and there are nice sparrows, will love the millet. And then there are specialty seeds such as Niger, which is a seed that the finches love, goldfinches and house finches, and that is given, served up to them in a specialized feeder, which keeps the seed dry and tasty for those birds. suet is something that the woodpeckers love. It's a beef fat mixture, usually with seeds or peanuts in it. That's a very good food for year-round feeding.
Yeah, I've noticed those peanuts, when they're in there, boy, they will attract the woodpeckers like crazy.
Woodpeckers, tufted titmice, the chickadees, the nuthatches all probably have peanuts on the very top of their food list. And they're fairly easy to off. There are specialized feeders for peanuts, which help to keep out. They usually have no perches on them, so it helps to keep out birds like blue jays. It makes it difficult for them to feed, so you'll just get the, you know, the top-of-the-line birds. Hmm. And then there's the specialty, other specialty feeders like nectar for our wonderful ruby-throated hummingbird, which is just arriving as we speak. Other nectar feeders are the Baltimore Orioles, also just arriving.
Hmm. Is there much experimentation, or are there changes of those kind of treats that or foods that you would give them that kind of gain reputation and fall by the wayside, or gain reputation and become a hit? I mean, or has it been the same staples right along?
It's mostly the same staples. There are certain products, grain products, that are added to some of the cheaper brands of bird seed that really the birds don't want. They end up throwing it out. One of those is a seed called Milo, which is a small red ball seed, and no one here in Michigan seems to enjoy it very much.
Hey, Joyce, when I was growing up, our family used to throw out a lot of like old stale bread and cereal and stuff like that that the birds really seemed to enjoy a lot. But I know now that probably wasn't the best idea. You have any advice for people about doing things like that?
Well, you know, bread, right. I mean, I guess white bread is kind of like, for birds, the same way as for humans. It kind of fills you up, but it doesn't give you much nutritional value. And that basically is the same for the birds. It does fill them up, and if they're very, very hungry, it can, you know, certainly help them sustain themselves a little bit longer. But it doesn't have a nutritional value, so it should be used sparingly.
Interesting.
I was just curious, is there certain caretaking around feeders and such to help reduce any transmission of health-related problems among birds? You know, is there some tidying up that you should be doing or not? Or does nature pretty much take care of that?
Well, yes, you should keep your feeders clean. Typically, feeders can be cleaned fairly easily with a very mild bleach solution and really good rinsing, and then really drying them off well. And feeders should be cleaned really four times a year if you're really good at it. I think I get mine at least twice a year. But it is good to keep them clean because the birds are clustered together side by side at a feeder. Diseases can be passed between the birds, as well as between the same species. House finches have a disease right now. It's a pink eye type of disease that is passed from bird to bird. So when they're clustered at feeder, it's much easier for them to pass it to the next. So yes, feeding or cleaning is important, as well as, and with hummingbird feeders or any of the sugar water feeders, that's paramount. That is You'll build up mildew and bad sugar water really fast, and that can cause some major problems for the hummingbirds. And we're talking about cleaning the feeders in the summertime every 2 to 3 days in the case of hummingbird feeders.
Wow, that sounds like a lot, but they're sure worth it when they show up. Joyce, we don't have a lot of time left, but talk about what kind of housing or things that people can do to attract birds to their backyard. What should they be thinking in that regard?
Very interesting question, because there are birds that are cavity nesters and there are birds that are not. A cavity nester is a bird that will only build a nest in a cavity, such as a hole in a tree, or provided by humans, housing in the shape of nest boxes. this is very important because a bird such as a chickadee, which is a cavity nester, will not just make a nest on a tree branch somewhere. It must have a cavity. So it's real important to houses for those birds. And those birds include the chickadees, the tufted titmouse, the very important eastern bluebird, which is probably the number one bird that everybody wants to attract to their yard. So housing is very important for birds, and it's usually something that people forget, and it's really quite simple, you know, just to erect a house. So you do want to do it in the same place. Certain birds, like wrens, like to be hanging hanging in a tree. A bluebird requires a stable house.
Joyce, I'm sorry to say we've run out of time, but I want to thank you for coming on the show, and we'll definitely have you back on again.
All right, thank you very much. I hope people will take the opportunity to help the wildlife and feed the birds. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate it. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with Kirby right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link.
Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found, ever since you've been around.